I will say, on Tuesdays, we like to learn some Arachayim topics. So I'd like to continue our discussion from last time about the bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim. When you wake up in the morning, we pointed out last time that there is a machlokas between the Rosh and the Rashba, that the Rosh assumes that the reason for the bracha is because my hands are dirty, that during the night I'm going to end up touching my body, etc. And the Rashba assumes that the reason for the Netilas Yadayim in the morning is because, according to the Rashba, the reason for the Netilas Yadayim in the morning is because I'm not asa keber yechadosh, it's because I become like a new beria, and they instituted the brachas of the Rashba only before Tefillah Shacharis, because the idea is that just like the Kohen Gadol begins his, or any Kohen begins his day of Avoda in the morning with Kiddush Adam Raglayim, so also we're beginning our Avoda every day with Netilas Yadayim. Rabbi, there's a third reason that's given in Poskim. Again, the Rosh's reason is because Yadayim Betunachos, the Rashba's reason is Beria Chadasha. There's a third reason that's given in the Poskim, which is called, the third reason that's given in the Poskim is called Ruach Ra. The Al Tzedin of Ruach Ra, that there is some heebie-jeebie spirit that descends on your hands. So because that Din of Ruach Ra, that's why you have to wash your hands in the morning. We pointed out last time we learned that the din of Ruach Ra is questionable, whether it exists, as man has said. There's some tradition in the Rav Nevin Talmish Nebers that he quotes that one that from the time that the Ger Tzedek of Vilna died in Kiddush Hashem, somehow the Ruach Ra was mevutal. Not that we understand what Ruach Ra is, nor do we understand how the Ruach Ra be mevutal al yedei the Ger Tzedek of Vilna dying, but that was the tradition. Rabbi Wolig has in his Sefer Mordechai on Maseches Brachos, it's page 45 and following. Rabbi Wolig has an interesting approach to what you do with Netilas Yadayim in the morning. Remember, there's a machlokes basically between the Rashba and the Rosh. According to the Rashba, Netilas Yadayim in the morning should be right when you get up. According to the Rosh, should be closer to davening. That's the way it's usually presented, and we gave a number of nafkaminas last time we learned. The Svara of Ruach Ra has to be contended with. The fact is, however, that anything that's based on Ruach Ra, you have to remove that Ruach Ra as soon as you possibly can. So, that's a reason to wash Netilas Yadayim first thing in the morning to get rid of Ruach Ra. That's what should emerge. Rabbi Wolig, however, argues that you can get rid of Ruach Ra without a cup. Right? The din of Netilas Yadayim is that in Aramaic there's a word called Natla. Natla means a cup. You have to wash your hands with a cup. Ruach Ra you can get rid of without a cup. So there's some, therefore, Rabbi Wolig in his Sefer says that when you wake up in the morning, first thing you kind of turn the faucet on, hand one, hand two, hand one, hand two, hand one, hand two, right? Three times, alternating hands, that gets rid of Ruach Ra. That's what Rabbi Wolig says. And later on, before davening, you should make the bracha about Netilas Yadayim with like a full-fledged Netilah with a cup. And in that way, you're yotze both the Rashba and the Rush. Okay, that's Rabbi Wallach's suggestion. We'll talk about more in a second. Yes, sir.
So, is there one thing you can't get rid of the tinoka in your hands without a cup of water?
So, you probably can. You probably can get rid of the dirt all your day. So, according to the right, so in other words, if I can get rid of the dirt all your day, the washing my hands. So the Rush holds that taka out the dirt itself. There's no din of netilas b'mayim at all. You could just like wipe your hands, and that would be nikiyo. And you make a breath about nikiyas yadayim, not al netilas yadayim. So then what's going to happen? Before davening, going to the Rush is a special chiyuv of netila for davening shacharis. So I'm yotzei both the Rush, because I'm washing netilas yadayim before shacharis, and I'm yotzei the Rashba, because what? My netila with under my hands under the force that gets rid of Ruach Ra, and somehow that also works according to the Rashba, and therefore you're yotzei l'kulei alma. Again, I don't fully understand this, but Mr. Schlush, you have a comment.
Yeah, get to shul and say like Modani and you say Modani.
Well, you say Modani first thing in the morning.
You say Modani first thing in the morning. Saying only you get to shul and say
Modani. You make the breakfast and get to shul, right? You make the, no, or you...
Nobody washing hands.
So either you wash your hands in shul or you wash your hands at home right before you're going to shul, and that's when you make the bracha on the Tehillas Yadayim and the bracha of Asher Yatzah and the bracha of Al Kai Neshama that you do at home. Again, in the German shuls, they make all the brachos in shul and Breuers, that's how they do it. That's not standard Judaism. I don't fully understand this issue. Let's say I get up early in the morning and I want an alarm before Shacharis. Now, there's a discussion, some Rishonim hold, you're not supposed to learn before davening Shacharis because you might get caught up, go down the rabbit hole of the sugya, and like forget to daven. My guess is that the minhag ha'olam is that we do learn before davening, and the shashim going down that rabbit hole, I guess, is not that great for us, whatever it is. So we learn before davening. The Aruch HaShulchan commented that you can't say that according to the Rosh, the bracha is Niskan before davening. Remember, according to the Rosh, whenever I daven, I wash my hands, I make on Tehillas Yadayim, even Mincha Ma'ariv, etc. Zok the Aruch HaShulchan, the Rosh himself in Siman Mem Zayin writes, Siman Mem Zayin is a halachos of Birchas HaTorah, he writes that you wake up to learn, you wash your hands, you make on the Tehillas Yadayim, then you start learning. Now, what's the pshat in that? How can making on the Tehillas Yadayim? You're not davening, just then. So the answer probably is that according to the Rosh, it's not just that there's a special takana before davening Shacharis that you make on the Tehillas Yadayim. The Cha'ora, the din is that before really doing Avodas Hashem, you, or the Avodas Hashem in the morning, at least, you have to make on the Tehillas Yadayim. Tefillah is Avodas Hashem no matter what. But Torah is also the way we serve the Ribbono Shel Olam. So it could be that the Rosh is saying that I wash hands and I make on the Tehillas Yadayim first thing in the morning before I start learning Torah. And that counts. According to the Rosh Hakamga, every different act of Avodas Hashem gets a bracha. Tefillah, there's Avodas Hashem Shacharis, Avodas Hashem Mincha, Avodas Hashem Ma'ariv, but it's like separate things. Birchas HaTorah, the pshat is that my entire day, I'm engaged in learning. And that's what Taisus asks Akash and Daf Yeralaf in Brachas. How come I don't make a Birchas HaTorah when I, lunchtime, when I sit down, you know, for my 15 minutes, I'm at work. If I take like 15 minutes during lunch to learn a Mishnah, how come I don't make a Birchas HaTorah again then? So there are various answers that the Rishonim have. One answer is that I'm not Mesiach Das from learning at all, meaning the Torah is considered Avodas Hashem, that's a constant Avodas Hashem. Once I made on the Tehillas Yadayim for my Avodas Hashem in the morning, so long as that Avodas Hashem continues, my hand didn't get dirty, I would not need Al Tehillas Yadayim for Shacharis. It happens if my hands got dirty between learning and davening, according to the Rosh, I'd make on the Tehillas Yadayim again before Shacharis, just like I make on Tehillas Yadayim for Mincha because my hands got dirty. But Kol Zman, it's not a separate act. Kol Zman, my hands are clean. So the Rosh says, I would make on the Tehillas Yadayim for learning Torah. Also, learning Torah is considered an act of Avodas Hashem. I would argue that for the Rashba, like we pointed out last time, it's not the Rashba says, whenever you become a Beriyah Chadasha, you make a bracha. When I wake up, and then I'm going to serve Hashem, and make a bracha. The Rashba's medame, it's like the Kohen's avoda in the Beis HaMikdash. The Kohen's avoda in the Beis HaMikdash, the pshat is that I'm serving the Ribbono Shel Olam. I make it on Tehillas Yadayim, it's a Kiddush Yadayim Ragleim before I do my avoda. So I would argue that Lekulei Alma, when I wake up in the morning to learn Torah, both according to the Rashba and according to the Rosh, you should make your Al Tehillas Yadayim at that point. I think that the Farish, both in the Rashba and the Farish in the Rosh. Rabbi Wolek's Feshbin, I think, applies when you wake up in the morning and then you just have to, let's say, prepare food for the kids or do other acts, which one could questionably, it's very questionable. Those acts are considered Avodas Hashem. So in that case, you just are Mesa the Ruach Ra, and then you wash your hands with the Bracha before you do Avodas Hashem. But if I'm waking up in the morning to learn Torah, I think I'm doing Avodas Hashem at that time. And I'd say that both according to the Rosh and according to the Rashba, I should make on the Tehillas Yadayim at that point. If I have to use the bathroom after, so I may, right? Let's say I wake up at 5 a.m. and I'm going to be learning. I'm not going to daven until 8 or something. Shai Shepetoni, the Rav Asher Weissig, wakes up at 4 a.m. to learn. He doesn't daven until 9. See the shiit. Right? But the word is that if you... Yeah, you're probably going to have to use the bathroom in those 5 hours. So you wake up, you make on TSU Daim, you learn Torah, that's a Odes Hashem, and then you make an Asher Yotzer again later, right? I think on the TSU Daim, an Asher Yotzer, first thing in the morning, I think is something that I do before Avodas Hashem. That's my understanding of the situation. Questions, comments, should we go back there? Mr. Schlush.
If you're really Hasidish, you have to wear a mayim achronim for your benching before Shabbos.
I am not commenting on that point. Victor, yes. Slowly?
You say also the time at nighttime still, that an issue? You're saying it's 2 a.m., wake up at 2 a.m.
Yeah, it's all the same. I think and that's what the Rosh did. The Rosh would wake up to learn Torah, and he would make the on the Tilas Yadayim at that point. Yeah, that's what it says. Okay, it says Shulchan Aruch Siman Daled, if you address at certain other things that require the Tilas Yadayim during the day. These things involve, let's say, walking between Kivarim, then you have to wash your hands. We only make a bracha when it is before Tfilah, as we said before, Torah. But there are other things that require the Tilas Yadayim. You get up in the middle of the day, you leave a base hakisa, you leave a base amerchas, you cut your fingernails, you touch your shoes, all of these halachas. Now, the funny thing is that these halachas end up breaking down into two categories. Some of these things are altzurachra, and some of these things are altznikias. Chazal take nikias very seriously. There's a lot of the Chazanish that points out that nikias is one of the things in the Rice of Repentus Ben Yoyer, that's the basis of the Mesilas Yesharim. No? Nikias is maybe the day Tahara or something, right? Is Rizus is maybe the day Zihiras, and Zihiras is maybe the day, right? Blah, blah, blah. So Nikias is part of that list, right? So if Nikias is part of that list, so we value being clean, and that itself is part of our Avodas Hashem. Now, let's just talk about the ones that are based on Ruach Ra first. There are different types of Ruach Ra. There's certain things of Ruach Ra where I think it's a less intense Ruach Ra. We could say maybe it does not exist at all anymore. Then there's other types of Ruach Ra that Me'ezah Sibashahi we are more machmir on. So one of the dinim is HaHolech Bein HaMeisim. If a person walks between dead bodies. That means you walk in the cemetery, the Mishnah Berurah writes. So you have to wash your hands. And the din is that you don't go into, even if you go into a bayis, sheyesham meis, you have to wash your hands when you come out. And we're makbid not to go into any home before you wash your hands. That you should wash your hands outside, let's say, after a lavaya. There are halachas in Yeridei Shinayin Vav in the Bar Heitiv and the like that these Netilas Yadayim have separate halachos. This is probably Kabbalah stuff, but we don't hand the cup to somebody else. We put the cup down on the ground between my Netila and your Netila. Some people put the cup upside down. There is a minhag not to dry your hands after these netilos. The idea over here is, in addition to the ruach hara that's shoreh, there's also an element if we want to remember the nifter. So we want to remember the nifter, so therefore we don't dry our hands. Well, that's what I'm saying. Like if it's mamish the middle of the winter and like your hands are freezing, you don't want icicles to develop on your hands. So in that case, you do dry your hands. But if not, the practice is that we don't dry our hands after being holeich bein hamesim. Now, one of the interesting things about this is l'cha'ora, the din is only when you're in dalad amas of a mace. Let's say you go to levaya and the nifter is not inside the chapel, right? The nifter is outside the chapel. Or let's say like embroiders, they make the levayas in the street. If you're not within dalad amas of the mace, there's no need to wash your hands. The minig, some say, is that we still wash our hands anyway, but that lecha'ora would not be because of ruach ra. Somehow the din of ruach ra v'chayra is only in the dalat amis, but if I'm going to wash my hands afterwards, that's not out the ruach ra, that's just out remembering the nifta. Right, so by going bein hamesim, the idea is because I become tame, there's some tuma that's within dalat amas of the mace, at least if the mace is not inside a coffin, there's tuma over there, or kol zman, I become tame if I'm under the same roof of the mace. In those cases, I wash my hands. That's one tin atzurach ra. Another tin atzurach ra is if a person goes to the Beis HaKisei. Now, going to the Beis HaKisei, there are two elements. There's a din of nikiyos. If you go and your body becomes dirty, so then you have to wash your hands out to the kiyos, and there's a din of ruach ra as well. Again, in both of these cases, the pashtus is that you don't really need a cup. Right? According to that Rabbi Loewe, which is Befesh in the Rashba, you don't need a cup to get rid of ruach ra. And if it's out to the kiyos, you also don't need a cup. One of the big discussions in the poskim is what's the status of our batei kisaos. Instead of our bathrooms, then they have a din of a bathroom. Let's just take a step backwards. The din of going into the bathroom that requires an etilas yadayim is even if a person does not use the bathroom. If you use the bathroom, there's a din of nikiyos. If you don't use the bathroom, so the Beis HaKisei itself has some element of ruach ra there, whatever it means. So therefore, even if you go into the Beis HaKisei, you have to wash your hands. So there's a discussion that Achrayim about. What's the status of our bathrooms today? There's a Gemara Brachas Chavav that speaks about Batei Kisos of the Parisian, that the Persians had the type of bathroom that the Tsoa would go straight down into a different Rishus. It wouldn't stop there at all. So the Batei Kisos of the Parisian, those do not have the status of Beis HaKisei. The Beis HaKisei in the time of the Gemara probably meant something that the Tsoa would end up on the ground itself. So that is Mamash Beis HaKisei. But if I have an area where the Tsoa is not remaining, that's like the Beis HaKisei, the Parisian, so then it doesn't have a din of a Beis HaKisei. What about our bathrooms? So the Chazon Ish Siman Yud Zayin Osvav is Mesupuk, maybe our bathrooms are considered like the Beis HaKisei Shel Parisian because the Tsoa does not remain there. You flush after, okay? Word to the wise. You flush after you use the bathroom, so therefore it might be like Beis HaKisei Shel Parisian. On the other hand, one could argue the Beis HaKisei Shel Parisian that so it does not remain there at all. As opposed to our case, the tsoya remains there for a certain amount of time until you flush. So there, this is a suffix in the Chazon Ish. There was a great guy in the Kasha Glover. The Kasha Glover was the Rosh Hashiva in Yeshivas Chachmei Lublin after the Pietra cover. The Pietra cover is Rameyer Shapira, Rameyer Lublin, who founded Daf Yomi. He was the first Rosh Hashiva in Chachmei Lublin. The second Rosh Hashiva in Chachmei Lublin was the Kasha Glover. The Kasha Glover has a Truva Sefer called Eretz Tzvi, not to be confused with Rav Shechter Sefer Eretz HaTzvi. In the Kasha Glover Sefer in Zimin Kuf Yod and Kuf Yod Aleph, he has a discussion about the batei kisaos on the ban, on the vagon. Right? You have a Beis HaKisei on the train, or on the wagon, does that have the din of a Beis HaKisei? So the Kasha Glover has two different svaris, lahakel. One svar that he has lahakel is that maybe since the bathrooms on the train are not only a Beis HaKisei, since there's also a sink there. So anything that has two tashmishim doesn't have the din of a Beis HaKisei at all. What's the raya to this yisod? So there are two possible rayas to this yisod. One raya to the yisod is that there's a din of avit shomei raglayim, which has the din of a tzoa. Let's say a bedpan. A bedpan is considered like, so again, we're not talking about a metal bedpan that gets clean and clean. We're talking about, let's say, an earthenware bedpan that's dino kitsoa. The Magen Avraham writes, it's in the Pei Gimel, that if I have a vitshul meirag lime and I also use it, lishbuch otobu shoftim, I also pour plain water into it. So in that situation, it doesn't have the din of a vitshul meirag lime because it has a double usage. That is his argument. So the Kosher Glover says maybe Avichal Meir Raglayim is not a great Ba'ya because over there the same Chafza is used for two different activities. Over here, there are two different Chafzos. But nonetheless, he's inclined to think that our bathrooms are not Din of the bathroom, not out the Suffolk of the Chazanish, right? At this point, maybe not out the Beis HaKisra of Parsi, but because it has a separate thing. There was a guy, Reb Avram Weinberg. Reb Avram Weinberg was a Rav in Varsha. My father's Rebbe, Reb Pinchas Hirschsprung, has a Haskama on his Sefer on Bechorals, where he calls him Hagoyin HaAmiti. Hagoyin HaAmiti means that Reb Hirschsprung was like very sparse in the praise that he gave people. He called the Rav Hagoyin HaAmiti. And there is an emistic Hagoyin, he said. But most people, like Reb Hirschsprung, Rabbi Avi Schmidman from Philadelphia, pointed out that Rav Hirschsprung used to tell him about certain gedolim. There is this Hagoyin, there is the Shulchan Aruch Yid. Like his insult to somebody said, oh, he's not a Goyin, he just knows Shulchan Aruch. Okay, whatever. This Rav Avram Weinberg, he considers a Goyin HaMitzi. His Rav Avram Weinberg has a taina. His taina is that how can you say, because there's another Tashmish, that it's considered not a Beis HaKisei? Who said maybe we should follow the Iker Tashmish? Right? It's primarily a bathroom. It's for the bathroom. The fact that some people wash their hands, so that doesn't change the nature of it. It's really fundamentally a bathroom. That's what Rabbi Avram Weinberg's argument. The Kosher Glover is a Talmud of the Avnei Nezer. So his mahalach in thinking about stuff is that you have to be mimerchak tavilachmo. You have to bring sugyas from like far away. So he says, no. There's a sugya in Mizvachim, Tadir u'makudash, Ezer v'hem u'kadim. Right? If you have something that you use all the time and something that is more chashuv, right? Tadir versus makudash. So the Gemara blames a suffix and you could do whatever you want. You could do the tadir, you could do the makudash. So says the Kosher Glover, when I have a sink in the bathroom, so on the one hand, the toilet is considered makudash. Makudash doesn't mean like kedusha. Makudash means it's like the davar with like the maila. It's like the more significant thing. So the toilet is the makudash, but the sink you use more often. You're going to use the sink to wash your hands. You can use the sink. The goyim can use the sink. He says, like based on the shvas, I don't know. They'll drink the water from the sink. I don't know why. Just don't drink the water from the sink. He says you'll use the sink more often. So the sink is the tadir. It's called the bathroom. That's because it's Mu'ula, that's because it's like Mekudash, and since Tadir Mekudash, Esam Shigir, it's a Yakdim, that's part of his Cheshbin. Another part of his Cheshbin in the Kashi Glover's Truva Zazoy. There's a din in Shulchan Aruch Tzimin Peidawid about the Beis HaMerchat. So Beis HaMerchat, there are three rooms. There's the Bayis Pnimi, Bayis Emtsoy, and the Bayis Chitzoni. The Bayis Chitzoni, you're allowed to say Kriyashma because everyone there is dressed. The Bayis Pnimi, for sure you can't, because the Bayis Pnimi, everyone there is undressed, right? And there's a lot of heva, etc. The Bayis Emtsoy, so that's a discussion in the Gemara and the Rishonim. So in the Bayis Emtsoy, the Isha Ela Shalom, but you shouldn't say Kriyas Shema Tefillah. In the Bayis Pnimi, there's even no She'el Shalom. Shalom is Shmo Shakadosh Baruch Hu. In the Bayis Pnimi, you don't even have She'ela Shalom. Now, what's Rosh Hashanah Nevayis HaMitzoy? Some people are Omdim Levushim, some people are Omdim Arumim. Right? That means that's two Tashmishim. So what's the din? The din is has a different status than Nevayis HaPnimi because it has two different Tashmishim. So that's a Raya, he suggests, to the bathroom. The bathroom that has a sink, and it's like two Tashmishim. It's like the Nevayis HaMitzoy of Berachat. So the Kashuk lover likes this raya initially, but then he says, no, come on. Right? The Pshat in the Bayis HaMitzoy is that fundamentally it's a makom for the Arumim. It happens, some people come in there and they didn't yet take off their clothing. But that's everyone's intention, the Bayis HaMitzoy. So therefore he thinks that the Bayis HaMitzoy is not really a raya to the din of our Batei Kisa'os. These are his cheshbon. Then the Kashrut Glover goes on, he says, like the Chazon Ish discusses, although he's inclined this way, that maybe it has a din of the Batei Kisa'os in the Parsia. I, that Saya remains there a little bit. So the Kashrut Glover says, I have a raya from a din in Shulchan Aruch Siman Pei Gimel Se'if Hei. In Siman Pei Gimel Se'if Hei, there's a din, let's say somebody has like a commode, and under the commode, they have Adam Sheishal Safsal Nakob, right? Vinifun Olav. So in that case, you have a Gerev, Shatachas, a Safsal. So in that case, it's not considered Beis HaKisa. Meaning you have like a commode, you have a seat, and you have like a pan underneath it. So in that case, it doesn't have a din of the Beis HaKisa. Why not? Because the tsaya comes out, even though it stays there for a little bit of time. It's in the, what's it called? It's in the bedpan underneath the commode. Nonetheless, it doesn't have a din of a Beis HaKisa. That's in Pei Gimel Se'if Hei. So the Chazon Ish was very sensitive to this din. Chazon Ish promised to know everything. And the Chazon Ish says, no, maybe that case is different because it's considered like two separate kelim. It's not considered the same keli, but if you have the same keli and the keli has tsaya that remains there for a period of time, so maybe that keli does have a din of the Beis HaKisa, he's uncertain. Now the Chazon Ish is very machmir. He says, I'm uncertain about this, therefore you have to be machmir. And part of that is a discussion whether these dinim of reciting Kriya Shema, etc., by a Beis HaKisa, they dinim d'oraisa or dinim d'rabbanan. The Mechaber assumes d'oraisa. The Chazon Ish says he thinks fundamentally it's d'rabbanan. But nonetheless, in light of the Mechaber, who's machmir, that's d'oraisa, you should be machmir on our Batei Kisa, so that maybe they have a dinim of a Beis HaKisa, shall parasim him. The Chazon Ish is so machmir that he says you can't even say Kriya Shema when the door to the bathroom is open. Because the toilet itself is like a, is a Beis HaKisa, the whole room is a Beis HaKisa, you're looking into the Beis HaKisa, you shouldn't say Kriya Shema when the door is open. That's why you should take in Chazon Ish. Well, if you're facing it, right, if I'm looking at it, right? If I'm looking at it. So I'd say sit at the table and the Beis HaKisa is open right in front of me. The Chazon Ish says I shouldn't say this. This Chazon Ish is not found in the Sefer. In the Sefer Vizos HaBaracha, in chapter 16, he has a whole discussion of these dinim. He quotes the Chazon Ish over there. Moshe Feinstein, the Tshuva Chelek Eben HaEzer, Simen Kuf Yudawad. If Moshe Feinstein thinks that you're allowed to say Kriya Shema and Davin, if the Beis HaKisa door is open. The Moshe says, if you're going to tell me that the door has to be closed, that doesn't make any sense. Because if the door is considered a chelek of the Beis HaKisa, that means the outside of the door is also a chelek of the Beis HaKisa. So I can't face the outside of the door. And Elamai, the door is not a chelek of the Beis HaKisa. If that's the case, so then the door frame is like a tzuras ha-pesa, it's like a different room. The pshat in Moshe probably is, even though he doesn't spell this out, the pshat probably is azoy. There's a din in Simon Ayin Tess. When I talk about soya, so let's say I have soya in a different house. Is there an iser soya? Again, assuming that the reyach ruah is not magia elai. Is there an iser on the soya? So the rosh writes, if I soya in a different house, it's going to be permitted. It's a different rishus, it's okay. The rashba writes that no. V'lo yir'eh v'cha ervas davar, v'lo yir'eh is the pasuk in last week's parasha, no? V'shavta v'tisisa es tsei asecha, v'lo yir'eh v'cha ervas davar, v'lo yir'eh means that you shouldn't see it, tsei es b'ri'i atalya milsa. Shulchan Aruch in Siman Ayin Tess if Beis quotes two opinions, my pasuk like the Rosh and the Rashba. It could be that Rav Moshe is mako based on the Svek Sveka. Again, this is an idea that we spoke about, I don't know if it was an issue, a different share I give, that they... Do I assume that every machlokas haposkim is considered a suffix automatically? When Shulchan Aruch quotes today as an ayin test, that means he's not being machriya, which opinion he holds like. And there's a suffix where there are batei kisos have within the Beis HaKisa at all. So memela al suspect sveka, you can say kriya shema and the like, or bench, when you're looking straight at the Beis HaKisa. Am I allowed to wash my hands inside our bathrooms? to wash my hands for Netilas Yadayim, for Hamotzi, to wash my hands for Netilas Yadayim for Tzvila, etc. So Rav Moshe, that same tshuva, right? Netilas Yadayim for Tzvila, for sure you can, because we're passing Kol Midi Demenaki helps. You don't have to need water. Anything that cleans up your hands is sufficient. Rav Moshe, however, writes that to wash Netilas Yadayim for bread, you should not do it in there. Some of the later Svarim in the Piskei Tshuvas, it's like these brown books I have in the Aruch Hayim, Piskei Tshuvas quotes from Rav Vosner and from others that even for bread you could wash Netilas Yadayim in the bathroom itself, the Makom HaTzorech. The only thing is that you should not dry your hands until you leave the bathroom. The Chazon Ish, however, is machmir even on this. Chazon Ish holds that you should never wash your hands inside the bathroom. He says, since the bathroom is a makom of ruach ra, so the water on my hands got the ruach ra, and that ruach ra will remain on the hands. So even though I'm not going to dry him until I left the bathroom, but the water has a din of the ruach ra, and that ruach ra remains. So therefore, I should only wash my hands once I leave the bathroom, according to the Chazon Ish. In the tshuva, in the Abiya Omer, in the Chelak Tesimin, Gimel, it's a tshuva written to Rav Greenblatt of Memphis, the River Sephraim. So he first of all disagrees with the River Sephraim in terms of how long do you have to make Asher Yotza have to use the bathroom. The River Sephraim says half an hour. He thinks until you have to use the bathroom again, at least it's in 72 minutes. That's Chacham Avadya there in that tshuva. And Chacham Avadya says, in his opinion, the Ruach Ra is going to come off Al Yedei the Nigov HaYadayim. The Ruach Ra, right, even if the water becomes tummy, as it were, but once you remove it, so you wipe it off, so it's going to be okay. That's another halacha of Ruach Ra. I think the Ikar Adin, the Paschal, that you can wash your hands in the bathroom, etc. I saw this morning where Schefter washed his hands in the bathroom and dried them outside the bathroom. So I think he's not assuming like this, Chazanish Mikiyashmua, that the hands become tummy. There are other dinim of Ruach Ra. If you cut your fingernails, there's a din of Ruach Ra. The Minhag HaOlam is that people bite their fingernails. It happens that the Chazon Ish used to say that if you have somebody who bites his fingernails, you have to be choshesh and the person's a Mechalel Shabbos. Because once you get a habit of biting your fingernails, you're going to end up doing it on Shabbos also, right? So any person bites their nails, Chazon Ish says the Mechalel Shabbos. The Minhag HaOlam is that we don't wash our hands after biting the fingernails. The Achronim say, over biting your nails should require Netilas Yadayim because it's not a din in all your nails, even one nail. And it doesn't say how you cut your nails. The Ruach Ra is still shorah. So how come people don't do it? So again, it could be because we hold that Ruach Ra doesn't exist. Some of the Svarim say that maybe the Ruach Ra is only on the part of the nail that protrudes at outside of the finger, outside of the skin, like we spoke about in Hilchos Nida, in terms of women cutting the nails before they go to the mikvah. That's on the part of the nail that protrudes outside of the skin. We don't have to cut the nail that's connected to the skin. So maybe the ruach around the nails is only the part that's outside of the skin. People bite the nails very often. Again, I hope this is not too gruesome for you, but very often they're biting the chelak of the nail, even that connected to the skin. The dinim of washing your hands out dirt, one of those halachas involves if I touch a makom ha-machusa begufo. Now, the kashtas is makom ha-machusa means areas that are covered bizmano ubimkomo, right? During the summer, many people wear shorts. If you're in the kibbutz, you wear shorts, right, all the time. So it could be that's not considered a makom ha-machusa. Some of the Mekubalim say that no, the upper leg is always Makom HaMechusa. It's very hard to know. The Pashtus is just like we spoke about in Hilchos Nida. It's not called Makom HaMechusa, etc. The reason, though, for washing your hands when I touch Makom HaMechusa is because the Makom HaMechusa in my body is dirty. So if I just come out of the shower and I'm all clean, there's no inyan to wash Netilas Yadayim when I touch that Makom HaMechusa. But if I, let's say, take off my socks and they're all gross and dirty and sweaty, then I do have to wash my hands. Touching your shoes is also pashtus because shoes are assumed to be dirty. Right? That might mean, the Acharim say, if I only use my shoelaces, and then let's say I kick my shoes off, there's no reason to wash your hands in that case. because the reason for washing your hands is out the fact that the shoes are considered dirty. Let me just finish what else is considered dirt. This I really don't understand. The Ramah quotes in the Maharil that the Tzolas Ha'af of Ha'ozen is considered dirt, and the Gra is quoted in the Mishnah Berurah that Tzolas Ha'af of Ha'ozen is not considered dirt. Rav Steinman said that even according to the Gra, the Tzolas Ha'af is not considered dirt, and therefore you don't have to wash your hands after you sneeze. That's only when the tzayas af left the af. But if you're picking your nose and goes into the af, so then that's like a touching a makom habachus of a goof. It's a dirty area, so for sure you have to wash your hands. This is a discussion of Mishnah Berurah and Hilchos Yom Kippur. When you touch a makom habachus, do you have to only wash that one area that touched it? Do you have to wash the entire hand? The Mishnah Berurah is inclined that you have to wash your entire hand, and even both hands, because it, that's considered real dirt. However, if you're touching your shoes, like on Yom Kippurim, the Mishnah Berurah says you only have to wash, or if you touch an area that's mitunaf, let's say you get dirt on your hand, then you only wash that area with the dirt. You don't have to wash the entire hand. Mr. Palantrotz, you had a comment? Okay. So these are some of the halachos of washing my hand out of dirt. Again, if I touch, let's say, the bottom, if I scratch my head, I scratch my beard, that's considered an area of dirt, unless I just showered, and then I should wash my hands out to the dirt. If I touch the inside of my hat, that is always like sweaty and dirty, so then I should wash the tefillin out to that. Okay, gentlemen, so these are some of the halachas I wanted to cover in terms of tefillin yadayim. Okay, shkoach, have a good day.